In his groundbreaking work, The Birds of North America, John James Audubon brought together the art world and the outdoors in a new way. What's less well known is the massive project Audubon took on after The Birds of North America. That project is the focus of a new exhibit at the Currier Museum of Art in Manchester called From Birds to Beasts, Audubon's Last Great Adventure. The exhibit opened this weekend. I got a preview from the Currier's Director of Exhibitions and Collections, Andrew Sparr.
In 1843, he traveled all the way to the border of what's now North Dakota and Montana. This gave him an opportunity to observe the Western species in their natural habitat, so people can see what Audubon saw in his time. And if you just imagine what some of these species, like the banded armadillo or the bison or the collared peccary, must have looked like to Easterners in the 1840s and the 1850s, it was probably quite a startling discovery.
And these images may be startling, or at least pleasantly surprising, to those who only know Audubon's birds. The three-volume set of animal lithographs published in 1854 was another landmark, the largest color publication entirely produced in North America. But Ruth Smith of New Hampshire Audubon says this collection hasn't been as well remembered as the birds.
So it was the last thing he did, and in fact, he didn't really finish the work. His sons helped him with a good bit of that as well. But equally as amazing in terms of their lifelike poses and putting them in their habitat, which is one of the things that made Audubon unique among his peers.
This is the first time New Hampshire Audubon has publicly shown its collection of these images. It has about two-thirds of the roughly 150 prints. Smith says the collection began to form in the 1970s, thanks to a family in southwestern New Hampshire.
They had this collection of prints and decided that it was a great thing to share that. So our president at the time, Tudor Richards, gladly accepted the donation and felt like it would be nice to augment the collection with more local species.
This exhibit highlights both local species and Western animals. The Courier's Andrew Sparr says, like the art in The Birds of North America, these prints show animals in their habitats, which was unusual for the time. But he says it also shows how the expanding American frontier had started to change some of those habitats.
And in this image here of a red fox, we see the fox caught in a leghold trap. And if we look in the background, we can see fields and buildings suggesting farms. So perhaps the animal's been trapped or captured by a farmer trying to protect or guard his chicken coop. And in the print of the gray fox, we see a fox chasing a feather that's drifting out of the sky. And again, in the background, there's a small farm scene suggesting that perhaps that fox has successfully raided the chicken coop.
Just the name, New Hampshire Audubon, shows the man's lasting influence on naturalists, but the exhibition also highlights his artistic influence. Assistant curator Samantha Cataldo shows me a series of six prints by an artist called Walton Ford. She says Ford's work both pays tribute to Audubon's iconic style and subverts it, with references to pop culture, punk rock, even Cuba's Fidel Castro.
So you have this Cuban red macaw, which is now extinct, and he's surrounded by these different traps that people would have used to try to catch it in the 19th century. The text that's written on that is an excerpt from CIA documents with these very funny ways that they were trying to assassinate Castro. The red macaw is sort of this sly, cunning look on his face because he's managed to be elusive and run away from all of their traps.
Andrew Sparr says the exhibit is a chance to talk about the many sides of John James Audubon. And both Sparr and Ruth Smith say they hope seeing Audubon's art will inspire visitors to get outdoors themselves, to see some wildlife, maybe even try to draw some of what they see.
I like to say that this is sort of a window into what's outside the window. And you don't want to be up close and personal with bears as you can with the artwork, but it's nice to know that these animals exist in New Hampshire and we can see their signs and their activity and know that we share this great state with many of the species that are depicted in the art.
From Birds to Beasts, Audubon's Last Great Adventure runs through August 30th at the Currier Museum of Art in Manchester. You can see some of the images in this exhibition at nhpr.org.